Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And we got some really good stuff lined up for you straight ahead as we welcome back our good friend Kendra Bonnet. Kendra is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top internet experts in the Brain Trust. And she has done so many things in her career associated with technology. In a two-hour show, I don't have time to say all of it. She is one of the things I think she's the most proud of now, though, is something she's one of her newest projects is called Two Women Business and Publishing. I'm going to get her to tell us a little bit more about that. She's the author of many books on technology, and our good friend Kendra Bonnet. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be back, and I can't believe 5 months have gone by since we spoke last.
I know. Where have you been? We've missed you.
I've been busy writing the whole time. I had a trip out to California. I was there for about a month working with my business partner, Matilda Butler, and got home, and we just both hit the ground running ever since. And it's been a very productive 5 months for a relatively new startup.
Right. Well, Now, this startup, Two Women Business, tell us about it.
Two Women Business and Publishing, that's right. And we call it Business and Publishing because we're very interested in the situation that authors face. Their numbers, we'll get into that in a few minutes, but their numbers are just, they're abysmal in terms of what the average author will sell in the way of books, and yet they put in all of this time and effort, sweat, and labor of love and all, but it shouldn't be just a labor of love. It really should be about the numbers as well, even if it's just the numbers in terms of building your business. But so we've got that interest, and then Matilda is very interested in working with memoir writers, and my interest in business as well. Well, she's an entrepreneur, too. We decided to combine the concept of the importance of your personal story and your business story, as well as your memoir story, and bringing that all together in one business.
Right. Now, the publishing industry is a very troubled industry right now, and I say I'm not sure that they know that they are. And when I say publishing, I mean the book publishing industry.
Well, challenged. I mean, people are making money, but the publishers are making money because they have a formula that works for them.
And because publishers are in the business to make publishers' money, not authors' money.
That's right. It's the authors that are in really dire trouble, and publishers ultimately may be once more authors wake up to what's going on. If you think, for example, that you're going to get marketing dollars spent on you to promote your book,
and
again,
forget about it.
Yep, absolutely. If you think that you put it out on Amazon and the world will come flocking to you, forget about it. It's not going to happen. There's too many books out there. You've got to break through the noise.
Right. I know, absolutely. And so how do they do that? I mean that's one of the things that I learned a long time ago, and that you can't count on. Somebody told me this many years ago. Somebody said, publishers are in the business to make publishers money, not authors money. And so today, more and more people are doing self-publishing, aren't they? Some people used to call it in a disparaging way. They used to call it vanity press.
But
self-publishing with a business model today is not vanity press. It's a good business model.
It's a good business model, and it's a legitimate way to get your book out there. There's no question. But getting your book out there is just a small piece of it, and you hit on something. I think the last time you and I spoke offline, you had mentioned that your books had sold very well.
Oh, yeah.
You have.
But I had a business model to go with it.
That's right. You also have a platform. You reach so many people that when you announce that you've got a new book, you're going to make a certain percentage sale off of the size of your audience, your database, your list. Mm-hmm. And that's what everyone needs to be doing. They need to not just be focusing on their words and their concepts. They need to be focusing on the business of getting
their
book.
So many
they
people,
have to be
though.
Business people, too.
Yeah, there's so many. You know, the sad part about it is there are a lot of people out there who have a lot to say, and they want to be an author, and they actually have the ability to be an author, but they don't have the acumen or the guts or whatever it takes to actually make a business out of it. And then there are these people out there that you and I both know who have all the business savvy in the world, and they have plenty of stuff in their head that could come out into a book, but they don't think they're authors.
That's right, and there's several different workarounds for this. One is you can always hire an editor to work with you, but more importantly, and particularly because of the way people are running here and there today, they're so busy that fewer people are sitting down and actually reading through a book. More people are listening and watching videos and listening in the car, that you can speak your book. You can do a series of podcasts and get the same material out. Get it out faster, produce it yourself, and make money off of it, and probably more than if you went the traditional route.
Now, one thing I want to point out here, Kendra, is because you and I both know most people are not going to author a book. A lot of people who will, but most people won't. But what I'm trying to do, and you're helping me with this. I'm trying to help the average small business an expert at what they do, understand that authorship doesn't have to be a 250-page bound traditional book. Authorship for you could be a short paper, a short audio, as you were talking about a minute ago, on how customers can use your products better.
That's right.
That could be your authorship, and you could sit down and do that in 45 seconds.
Calling these ebooks and tip books, and they are
tip
info
books.
Products.
I like that. Tip
mm-hmm.
books.
They're info
oh,
products
good.
Put out on the internet. You sell them yourself. And I heard a great number the other day. Somebody said, "Well, how long does it have to be?" And the average ebook is 50 pages to maybe 120, because you got to someone's going to print these things out on the back end. You don't want to overburden their printer.
Right.
But it could be 3 pages if you can tell somebody.
A tip. Come on, we're going to take a quick break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Kendra Bonnet, small business owners. Good stuff. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find all the things that we do here, the show and the radio, the archives and the internet, the interviews that we've done with our Brain Trust members over the years, the articles. The Brain Trust members are there, too, by the way, hundreds and hundreds of those folks, like our good friend Ken, who's with us right now. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter, which is there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. Our blog is there, which we do every weekday. And don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. where you get small business answers now, and all that's available to you at no cost, barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and use our stuff, hang out with us. Kendra Bonnet is our guest. Kendra, give us your website, please.
Well, I'll send them to the Women's Memoir site right now. Okay. Two Women Business is still in development, but we have it listed under womensmemoirs.com.
Okay, and is there an S on the end of women? Women memoirs or women's memoirs?
Women's memoirs.
Okay, all right.
S.
Yeah. Okay. .com. Oh. So check that, folks. Kendra, one of the things that I was talking about to the audience before you got here, there are a lot of small businesses out there who are still trying to make the leap from a 20th century model to a 21st century model.
Yes.
And these are truly small businesses. They were founded in the century, maybe way back in the 20th century, and most of them have websites. I don't think too many people. And of course, some of them may not. But what I'm trying to help them understand is that when they look at the internet, they don't need to think the internet. They either have to go to the internet or stay where they are. It's not either or. It's both and. And in making the conversion, how do they make the conversion? Well, you know, there are a number of things they can do. One, make sure that people can find the list of what you sell on the website, even if they can't buy it, even if you don't have the e-commerce component, which I hope that if you make that happen. But one of the things I think that these traditional companies can do is what you're talking about, and that is building a relationship. Customers, folks, is not just about when they come in your building. It could be when they come to your virtual building, which is your website, and they come there and they listen to you and they hear about what you have to say. And the more they become connected to your values, to your knowledge, to the way you approach what you sell, what they buy and how they use it, the more you can connect with them through your words, whether written or spoken, the more you're entrenching into their head.
Yes. Let me suggest that there are two cardinal rules in terms of working on the internet. This is what you need to keep in your head for everything that you decide to do. You are either driving traffic to your website or converting traffic into buyers, shoppers, clients, customers, whatever. Even if you're not actually selling something on the internet, you result from that relationship. So you have to first drive traffic, and second, you have to convert it. That is your ultimate goal. You can build the prettiest website in the world, and if no one knows you're out there, it doesn't really matter. So it's about list building, it's about sharing information, and you're absolutely right. It is about relationship, and that's where all this social networking business comes in.
Don't get seduced by the myth, ladies and gentlemen, that the internet and technology are cold environments. Let me tell you something, folks. Kendra and I have been friends for many years. We've never been face to face. There are people that I've worked with on projects for years. We've collaborated across with their business and my business, and we've become best friends. I consider them to be dear friends, and I've never met them. The internet is no colder than you make it.
That's absolutely right. Let me suggest a couple of things to your audience. First of all, I've been up early this morning working on this e-book that we're putting out. It's called Using the Internet to Write Your Way to More Book Sales. Mm. And there's going to be a lot of very valuable information in there. This is going to be a big project.
When's it going to be available, Kendra?
Well, it's going to be available Tuesday.
Okay.
It's going to be, ultimately, will be a fee-based product, but it's going to grow. So I'm making an offer that anyone who goes to the womensmemoirs.com site and signs up for this will get it free now, and you will be grandfathered in. And as this thing updates and develops, and even when it becomes a fee-based product, you will still get it for free.
Womensmemoirs.com.
Womensmemoirs.com. It's right on the front page next to the blog, and you'll see a little box.
And you can get it for free, folks. Thank you.
Send your name and your email address.
And you need to do that Tuesday, right?
Put it in now. You can do it any time.
They can pre-order, and you'll send it to them when it becomes available around Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday. There's one other thing I'd like to suggest to them.
And guys, don't be confused by the title of the website. This is for you too.
Oh, absolutely. It's very generic information that's just extremely useful. And whether you're a fiction writer or a nonfiction writer, there is. And also, even if you're not ready to start writing, there's stuff about list building and social networking, and that's why I mentioned it. Anyone, I think, can see value in this material.
Kendra, we've run out of time, but we got to get you back on again a little sooner this time. Will you come back again real soon?
Oh, I absolutely. I had a few more things I wanted to throw out there.
I know. Well, hold on to them. We'll save those for next time. Thank you for being here.
Okay.
Good job. Good job today.
Bye-bye.
Quick break. 29 hours. Jim Blassingame, right back after all these messages. Stay with us.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.